Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome to our first caviar-infused Ultra Luxe Silk Protein Fiber Rigged episode of Fat Mascara. I am Jessica Matlin.
And I'm Jen Goldstein.
I don't know why I said it like it was a question.
You are Jess Matlin.
I am Jess Matlin, and this is our first podcast called Fat Mascara. It is going to be with you dropping every single week in your phone, on your computer, and every single week we're going to be talking about the coolest beauty news. Hot topics.
That's right. Fat Mascara is basically our look inside the beauty industry. In case you don't know who we are, I'm a beauty editor at Marie Claire.
I work at Cosmopolitan.
And we don't get to put all of the things that we learn about beauty into the pages of our magazine. So we wanted to do a podcast where we interview the coolest people that work in the industry. We talk about what's going on in the news that affects women and beauty today.
And everything basically we talk about in the car, on the phone. I mean, do we even like talk on the phone anymore? Text each other.
Exactly.
Email each other about beauty that we basically can't put in the pages of the magazine. So all the inside scoop. And of course, invite all of our fun friends in beauty, creators, makeup artists, hairstylists, and people we just really want to meet and pick their brains. Disgusting expression, but you know, that's basically what we want to do. And invite them here to the studio and chat to them. We know you already subscribed to the podcast. If you don't, go do it right now. But you will also see that we dropped a Beyoncé-style surprise for you.
It is our formation. You're welcome, world. It's an episode in which Jess and I interview each other so you get to know a little bit more about us. Also, why the hell we called the podcast Fat Mascara.
The secret is there.
Some embarrassing stories, I'm going to admit.
And some of our favorite products and cool beauty stories.
So go download that now. We have a great guest for our very first episode. She's Rosemary Swift, founder of RMS Beauty, one of our favorite makeup artists. She loves natural beauty. She probably has a house made out of coconut oil. And we're going to do an interview with her.
And she brought Miranda Kerr's dog. Stay tuned.
Jess, you know what we have to talk about this week. It is Fashion Month.
Fashion Month. It started.
It's become more than a week, I think. So last week were all the shows in New York showing all the clothes and everything that's going to be out in fall, winter 2016. We're in the middle of London right now. But I want to talk about the beauty trends.
The beauty trends.
So if you don't know, part of our jobs at the magazine is to go backstage and interview the hairstylists and makeup artists. I mean, and everybody who's with them now, which is like a nail person, and then there's a skin person, and There's skin like a toenail fungus picker. It's crazy backstage. So we're back there trying to find out what's going on, what are the trends, what are the looks. I've been doing a little armchair reporting, I'm not going to lie, but Jess has been running around like a crazy person. So Jess, like, give me the highlights. What have you loved that you've seen?
Well, you know, it really runs the gamut. I love one of my favorite hairstylists, Orlando Pita. I love how he gets like visibly kind of, I don't want to say annoyed, but I love he does a little bit of an eye roll when he says, like, trends. I don't think he's really someone who's about trends, and I really respect that because we come up with trends, but you really see the gamut at Fashion Week. Like, there are always some things that you see more of.
Right.
But I don't want to say, oh, it was all about this or it was all about that, because you really see a little bit of everything. I think you see what you kind of want to see.
What
I really responded to.
Yes, tell me.
Here's what I responded to. There was a real sense of fun, Jen. There was a real sense of fun. There was so much glitter backstage.
Of course, loved it. You know what? I saw opening ceremony. They had, it was like everybody was kissed by the glitter fairy with the silver around the eyes and then like a silver on the ear. And I thought, Jess is going to be all over this.
Yes. So I'm kind of, I know, backpedaling a little bit because I'm saying there aren't really trends. But yeah, you weren't seeing that a couple of years ago. Like that would be really,
The trend was no passe. Trend. Everything was naked. My job was so boring. Every show I went to, everybody had a ponytail and bare skin. And this season, it was like, yay, makeup.
Yeah, things were fun again. Like Libertine had this amazing glittery cat eye. Even Tommy Hilfiger, which is so like very fresh scrub, like apple cheek, little like, you know, Connecticut girl, had gold glitter on the eyes. Rosie Asselin, if I'm pronouncing that right, had this like, oh my God, James Cagliardo said childlike, imperfect glitter. And it really looked like what, you know, we were doing, you know, when you first got your hands on glitter.
So James, he's the NARS makeup artist, right?
He does work for a lot of different people.
So he said childlike?
Childlike, imperfect,
like
glitter.
You got
I was
into
like dead.
Mom's like box of
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And then there were stars. Like Jenny Packham had, the designer Jenny Packham had these big stars on the nails. Jeremy Scott, my favorite show every single season, had these like star tattoos on the eyes. So it was really just like a big old Barbie explosion. And I really had a great time.
I saw some fake tattoos too.
Did you?
At Hood by Air, which I'm like, all about. That the girls had like body tattoos on.
Yeah, they did.
I'm not all about fake tattoos, but like it was cool.
Yeah, I was just excited to see something that wasn't just like tasteful nudes and, you know, a little bit of shimmer on the cheek. It was just a lot more fun.
Exactly. What about hair? I, for one, I feel like it's a troublesome season for hair for me because it got a little cray cray. Like there
expand on that.
Let's talk about finger waves, which is like a fancy 20s hairdo, which you have to learn in beauty school, and it takes hours to do, and it's like gelled and shellacked your head. It's like Lady Mary from Downton Abbey, kind
right,
of,
right,
but back in the day, before she had the bob. I saw that at a couple shows. It was at, I think it was Opening Ceremony had some finger waves, then Gypsy Sport, which I didn't even know that was a fashion line. I'm learning like these new fashion lines. They had finger waves, a lot of gelled things and like wet textures.
Now, my colleague just came back. That sounds so professional. My colleague. My coworker came back from Marc Jacobs, and she showed me on her phone the look at Marc Jacobs, and it was a really intense, like very kind of like a dark gothy finger wave.
There was goth happening other places too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rodarte had that freaking dark lip that I love so much.
It's everyone's like, wearing a dark lip now.
It's like, thank you, Lord, for bringing that back to the world. Not the real Lord, Lord with the E for the music.
Thank you, Lord.
No, dark blackberry lips, red lips. There was makeup everywhere. I loved it.
It's really funny you were mentioning the goth thing. So backstage at Desigual, Gordon Espinette was putting this amazing red shadow over the model's eyes.
I am all about the red and pink eyeshadow.
It was gorgeous. And I said to him, you know, do you think that, you know, this question, so are real women going to be wearing this? And he was like, he kind of laughed. And he said, look, 5 years ago, we couldn't sell a red lipstick for love or money. And now my cleaning lady wears matte red lipstick. And, you know, I laughed. And he was like, I think that this is something that's just going to be trickling down.
So Gordon's cleaning lady will be wearing red eyeshadow.
We will all be
years.
Wearing red eyeshadow
no,
in five
Gigi
years.
Gigi Hadid wore it too.
He said it very good naturedly, I have to add.
Like, if you get over the fact that you look like a bunny a little bit, it's really cool.
It was really sexy.
Yeah.
Really, it was kind of like a nice russet. So, yeah, it was a little goth, but really super sexy.
All right, so the rest of Fashion Month is not done yet. We still have Paris to go, and what am I missing?
London, Paris, Milan.
London's happening now.
We've got a lot.
So stay tuned. Well, maybe we'll have some more trend updates. But for now, apparently, makeup and hair is back, and we're happy about it.
Jen, did you see Zoolander?
I mean, I've seen the trailers for Zoolander 2.
Yeah, Zoolander 2. You did, but you didn't go see it yet, did you?
No, but I like the youth milk lady.
It's cute. She's very funny in it. Well, it's gotten a lot of mixed reactions, but they definitely hit on something with beauty, which is the whole a huge trend in beauty right now, which is the whole gender fluidity thing right now.
Oh, you mean Benedict Cumberbatch's character.
Right. And that is one of the pieces that's getting a lot of mixed reactions because it got a lot of flack.
There were people on both sides of like whether or not this was offensive or whatever. So you saw the movie.
Right. So Benedict Cumberbatch plays a model named All. And the idea is that when Derek and Hansel ask his character if he's a male or a female model, he says, All is all. And he's very cartoonish. And that's what some people are up in arms about. But the thing is, they definitely, I think, nailed the satire that, like, gender fluidity, that whole conversation in Zoolander world, in the fashion world, is so hot right now. So
totally. So this is happening not just in fashion with like the brands that are sort of post-gender, but fragrance a lot. A bunch of new fragrances that are coming out this spring are what used to be called unisex fragrances.
You're seeing that too, right?
Completely. I mean, I've always loved wearing men's fragrance. I feel like it goes both ways. And a lot of the niche fragrances, too, have always been, you know, the really expensive ones are like, oh, it's for any gender, like the Santal that everybody wears.
Lalabo. I smelled that on a girl backstage at Fashion Week, like at four different shows. It was the same girl.
I'm not sure it was the same girl.
Yes.
Because everybody wears it.
Yeah.
But then, so Calvin Klein, CK, makers of CK1, mm-hmm. are coming out with CK2, which is, like, that's huge. That's a mass company just revisiting this unisex idea. Like, it was huge in the 90s, but that was when it was CK1 and it was a unisex fragrance. Do you know what they're calling CK2?
What?
They're calling it gender-free.
Oh, wow.
There's so a difference, Jess.
Because I remember when CK1 came out, it was the tagline was a fragrance for everyone. And they showed all these cool, like, grungy kids, like Kate Moss and, you know, Jenny.
And they were all dressed the same. Jeans and a white t-shirt. Could they be boys? Could they be the girls? The girls had no breasts, so they looked like boys. The guys had long hair. They looked like girls. But I feel like this time around with the fragrance and with the fashion and everything, it's not that it's you're either gender. You can have male parts. You can have female parts. But you don't have to be a male to, like, dress like a male. You don't have to be female to dress like a female.
Yeah, the first time it went around, it was totally, like, not about gender. I remember I talked to Anne Gottlieb. I actually did a story on this, like, a couple years ago about CK1. And I remember her talking about it. She said, you know, when we did the juice, it was really just inspired by those light splashes from Europe that, like, were so un-American. Because at that time, not to, like, geek out on you or anything, but it was, like, white diamonds. It was those big, heavy, you know, I think they're pretty amazing, but those, like, early 90s, you know, over-the-top florals.
Right.
So they wanted to do something that was very, like, Calvin Klein, sexy, youthful. The grunge thing was happening at that time, so they kind of just hit together. Now this is, like, about gender. It's about, like, this is political.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Anne. She's the perfumer, or she worked at Calvin Klein as a fragrance developer, which is different. So she hired the perfumers that made CK1. They actually used her again to make CK2. She worked on that one as well. And we actually spoke about it recently. And she was saying it's a different world now, but it's almost more appropriate right now for there to be a unisex fragrance. So, but again, sorry, not unisex, gender free.
I've got to get the language right.
Yeah. So what it smells like too, I'm sure people are wondering is, like, well, what does gender free smell like? Because that's what I was wondering. This particular fragrance has a wet cobblestone accord.
That sounds nice.
Because doesn't that make you think of neutrality?
You know?
It also has, I love when they come up with these names, a wasabi accord. I'm calling it the hipster accord. It's like wet cobblestone wasabi. It's like some sushi joint in Brooklyn. I don't know. But it smells, it is very neutral. It's like zesty and clean and like kind of like ozone-y, marine-ish, but then it dries down to something warmer. It's got like sandalwood.
It sounds better when you say it like that.
That's not how I say it.
They put that wasabi accord in the Balenciaga fragrance.
No, that was edamame.
That was the edamame. Yes. Oh, I got my wrong Japanese. I was like, why does this sound very familiar?
But this is a trend. It's all about the Japanese sense. Not only that fragrances can go both ways, men wearing women's fragrances, women wearing men's fragrances, you and your partner wearing the same fragrance, but also these like interesting notes that aren't what you would think of as like flowers are for girls and, you know, woodsy cigar smell. What are like masculine notes?
A whiskey, a cognac,
it's like a bourbon-y something. Both of these types of notes are going to be in fragrances together, and they're going to be for everyone.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to start marketing
for all. So a big part of our job, obviously, is reviewing products. People send us products to look at. They want us to write about them. We get so much stuff every week.
A lot of different things to test.
This isn't a product review podcast. That's not what we're about. But I got something this week that I like feel like I need to talk about.
Jen, what was it?
It was Sweet Cheeks.
Oh my God!
From the name, can you guess what it is?
Am I gonna spoil your story by saying my coworker was sitting on this for a few hours?
Good, I'm not the only one. Okay, so Sweet Cheeks. I get this press release, and it's about. It's a workout in a box. And basically what it is, I meet with the people, it's a silicone rubber mat with these little points on it that you put on your desk chair. And apparently sitting on the thing moves blood through your legs and helps increase your circulation so that, wait for it, drum roll.
Your cheeks are sweet.
No. So your cellulite is less noticeable. You are rolling your eyes so hard right now.
You have like a very toned body, so I think that this is wasted. You should be sending this up to 38.
I thought the same thing until I actually spoke with the woman and talked about it. So she used to make medical devices, and she was like, I realized there was all of this amazing technology that wasn't getting to regular people. So she has a special plastic that when you sit on it, it heats up to your body temperature, and weirdly, it does. So you put it down, and this is the same idea of like massage. You know how if you go for is it called endermology?
I think it's called endermology,
anything
that
moves lymph fluid and increases blood circulation is going to make your cellulite look less noticeable. Look how excited I'm getting.
But isn't this like the kind of thing, like remember the Let's Get Physical video where they showed the large man like on the treadmill thing and there was a big strap that was just shaking his fat?
No.
We all realized that was not going to work.
That's what I thought too. But they're not over-promising. So you put the thing on, you sit on it for maybe 10 minutes, and you actually feel the warmth of it. And if you were to stand up and get in a bathing suit, you'd have little, like, polka dots in the back of your thighs because it's definitely, like, massaging them. But the point is that this is, like, softening the collagen fibers over time because the blood's flowing through, and you're plumping it a little bit. And she didn't try and promise me, like, I'm getting rid of cellulite, in which case I would have been like, forget you.
Right.
But she said it'll just smooth it out temporarily, but if you keep using it, it works. But I don't know if my butt looks smoother, but I like it only because it actually makes my back hurt less. It's the weirdest thing.
Then I think I need this because I sit in the chair, like my butt has taken on the shape of my office chair.
Right, so like you get up more often because you feel this little bit of warmth and you're like, what's going on there? I mean, you also look like you have like a tire spread across your chair, which everybody wants to know about. But the best part about it is that she was talking, she has so many puns, this woman. And she was like, do you know what I call it?
What?
My ass gym. I have an ass gym now, though. So it's basically you put it in your car, you sit there, you do nothing. You're not going to have, like, you know, a toned backside like you're a pole vaulter. I'm trying to think of an athlete with a pole.
Of all of the people.
Why did I think of pole vaulters?
You could have chosen a celebrity.
I don't know. A pole vaulter. Listen. This is my you're going to get a pole vaulter's ass if you sit on Sweet Cheeks. No, but so we get a lot of kooky products. This is one of them, but I feel like there's something to it.
I could use it. If not for my butt, my aching back.
We are here today with Rosemary Swift, the founder of RMS Beauty. If you ever look in any kind of cool girls makeup kit, chances are there's going to be a little pot of something called RMS Beauty Living Luminizer. It's the most amazing product in the world, but most people don't know the woman behind it. So I'm so psyched to introduce Rosemary. She came
out
in the studio with us. She brought her amazing little dog, too. Unfortunately, we can't interview her. But Rosemary, thank you again so much for being here.
Not a problem.
Tell us, you founded RMS Beauty, but I actually have no idea how you got into the beauty industry. I just met you and learned about your products, but I have no idea about your background.
Oh my God, that's actually this is an interesting story, actually. I never wanted to be a makeup artist. I still don't want to be a makeup artist. And it's really funny because when I was younger, I didn't know what to do with my life. And my sister was going to an esthetician school to learn to do massage and all that. She knew a guy that owned a whole bunch of hotels in Vancouver. Now you have to remember,
is that
this,
where you grew up, Vancouver?
Yeah, Vancouver, Canada. Now you have to remember, this was the 70s. I'm showing my age here. and it was really funny because he had in his nightclubs, in the hotels, he had strip lounges. But they weren't like they are nowadays. They were very elegant and classy. They were like burlesque.
It was
like
really gentlemen's cool. clubs.
Yeah, exactly. And you had the pole and the stage and the girls would wear costumes. Mm-hmm. And he asked my sister to teach the girls to take care of their skin. And my sister said to me, why don't you teach them how to do their makeup? And I went, okay. And I just pretended I was a makeup artist.
The first clients of Rosemary Swift were strippers. Canadian strippers. Wait, they're all nude in Canada too, aren't they?
They are now.
Oh,
but back
okay.
in those days, they weren't.
Keep
they had
classic.
It was actually a class act. They were more like burlesque dancers.
Okay.
They weren't like what they are nowadays.
But did you have like an artistic spirit? Like, why did your sister think that you should do this?
Or because they were my guinea pigs. When I was growing up, they were my guinea pigs. Mm. I used to cut their hair. I used to do their makeup. And I'd put like tons of makeup on myself.
Your sister?
Both my sisters. I have two sisters that are younger than me. So it was fun.
Yeah.
And then from doing the girls, you know, I found a label-free company that had little pots, you know, like the Mac pots, actually.
Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch of those. I'd buy them for like 60, 80 cents, and I'd sell them to the strippers for $4 or $5. And then I was probably about, God, this would have been my early 20s, 20, 21.
At this point, were you working with big names too, like you?
No, I wasn't doing makeup for anything yet. Mm-hmm. I just pretend. Sure, I'll pretend I'm a makeup artist. I'm an Aquarian. We're fakers.
We know a couple of Aquarians, and that sounds about right.
Yeah, they're just really, they can just adapt themselves in any kind of situation and just kind of pretend that they're what you want them to be.
That's a really good skill to have, though, isn't it?
It comes in handy in this business, that's for sure. You know, so I pretended I was a makeup artist, and then what happened is the label-free company said, there's a very famous model coming to town from Sweden, her grandmother lives here, and we want to do a cover, will you do the makeup? I go, sure, you know? And so I went and did the cover of the Vancouver magazine, and from there I started getting jobs.
Was it someone we know?
You know what? It was somebody very, very famous, but this is really bad. I forgot who it was.
Oh my God. Like, I knew it was someone important.
Let us know.
I think it might have been like somebody like Renee Simonson back in the day, but I'm not 100% positive.
Okay.
But somebody of that caliber, she was really well known.
So that was like your break when this...
Yeah, and I just, you know, people saw the makeup that I did in the cover. I remember doing it all pink. It was all really soft, pretty pink. It was a little bit shiny. And you know, I just started getting jobs. And before I knew it, I've got really famous models sitting in front of me. And
tell us, we know who some of your clients are, but the listeners might not. Like, who have you worked with?
Well, I've worked, obviously Giselle and Miranda Kerr and all the Victoria's Secret models. And I've worked with Tilda Swinton. Oh, my God, there's a huge list. Paloma Picasso, I'm sorry. And she was really cool.
What was it like working with her?
Oh, she was amazing. She had such a real spark to her personality, and she just got, you know, down and dirty with me. We were just like going crazy at the shoot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was really neat. That was for like French Vogue, so it was kind of a really great opportunity for me to do that too, and that was my first job for them. But she was a really neat lady.
But let me just reel it back again very quick. Weren't you in a band at one point?
Yes.
Like how? Because it sounds like you started out doing makeup like in your early 20s, right?
Yeah.
When did the band come in?
Well, the band was already starting to happen in my early 20s, and that's why I wanted to buy a microphone, because I didn't want to use the cheap microphones that everybody spat into, because you have to remember it was the punk days.
Right.
You know, those guys were all spitting everywhere when they sang. And I wanted my own microphone. I thought, oh, my God, I don't have any money. And then my sister says, well, I'll just be a makeup artist. I said, okay.
So the makeup artistry was to fund your microphone fund.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and in my band, this is the punk days. You have to remember.
Were you the singer?
I was the lead singer, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What was the name of the band?
It was called, we had kind of two names. First, we were called The Generics, and then we changed that to Insex, Insex.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. And our second gig was backing up the Ramones. It was pretty cool.
Shut up!
What?
Yeah.
Rosemary,
why isn't this like the first line in your bio?
Well, I never tell people all this stuff because it's, you know, to me it's just like the past, you know.
And it's just kind of like, I think this is like a giving, I mean, you don't need any more cred, but that's pretty amazing.
Like, if I go online, could I be YouTubing old gigs of yours?
You have to remember, this is probably not. Yeah, this is way back when.
And it's not cool to get YouTubed and videotaped.
Well, people just didn't do that back then.
Right,
you know, we were all just like, you know, being idiots, you know, producing music and not really knowing where we were going.
Okay, well, after this interview is over, we're going to make you sing or something.
No. Uh-oh.
Okay, so you had like a total rebel streak, you know.
I was a punk.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so then you're in the band, you're doing makeup. How did you sort of veer into creating this, you know, RMS, which is a natural line? Like, how did you sort of become the poster child for naturals?
Well, that didn't happen until I got older. Like, in my, probably, I guess it would have been my early 40s, I started not feeling well, panic and anxiety.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Anxiety attacks, there's a whole list of symptoms. Mm-hmm. You know, and these are all symptoms. It could be anything. And what the big eye-opener was is I went to a lab in Canada, and I had, like, urine analysis done, hair analysis, and a super advanced blood analysis. And I was paying for this myself because I wanted to find out what the hell was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because normal doctors, you're just going to give you a pill. And I kind of always was a little healthy-oriented. And
at this time, are you working, still doing your makeup jobs and everything?
Yeah, I was already, like, working and doing things. So,
okay.
You know, I'd already went to Toronto and I went to Europe and things like that. So I was already kind of on my way to, you know, to doing makeup. But what happened is the guy, when he handed me back my results, he said, do you work in the cosmetic industry? I kind of looked at him and go, yeah, how do you know? And he said, because we see a lot of these chemicals in people that do hair and makeup.
Hmm. Wow.
And, you know, we're not blaming on the cosmetic industry. That's one thing that gets really blown out of proportion on the internet is I am not blaming on the cosmetic industry. But here's the thing. As I start studying all the ingredients and where you know, these avenues of being able to penetrate into the body and into, you know, through the skin, whatever. And I realized that a lot of these chemicals were in cosmetics. Because he named a few that are definitely in cosmetics.
Were you totally surprised? I mean, you've been working with cosmetics for 20 years or so at that
point.
Yeah, what were the chemicals that he was like? I mean, he wasn't saying these were causing your symptoms. At this point, he was just saying.
He was talking
about. So what was a lot of in your body?
Like barium, cadmium. I had lead, mercury.
Okay.
I had
like minerals
pesticides.
That are used to color a lot of products.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You know, and barium you find in lipsticks, mostly, you know, a lot of the older ones. So I was using all that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Not only that, I was like, you know, caking myself up on my body with everything, trying everything new that came out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you look back into the history of makeup, it's been pretty toxic since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you like sort of clean out your kit and change your own habits how did you kind of segue into creating your own line?
Well, I started studying, I became a raw foodist because I wanted to purge. I'm a purger. Mm-hmm. You know, everything, oh my God, I got to get that out of me.
Yeah.
In whatever way or form, I'm going to do it. And so I got really into this raw food thing. And I remember getting a book called, I forget what it's called now, The Beauty Something. It's by a raw food doctor. And whatever that means, it's a doctor who has ended up being a raw foodist. Mm-hmm. But he wrote a really good beauty book on the health issues with the skin and with, you know, raw foods like coconut oil and jojoba oil. And so I'm reading this and I'm going, oh my God. And he's talking about the different qualities of these oils. It's not just, I always compare it to the cocaine industry. You got your cheap cocaine, you got your really good cocaine. And the reason I say that is because everybody remembers
me. People understand
it. Yeah, and they remember. Well, some people don't understand it, but they remember because they understand that connotation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got your cheap stuff and you got your really good stuff and how things are also processed. Some of them are refined, hydrogenated, you know, they just turn into a mess. It's like putting broccoli into a pressure cooker. You don't have any raw food left there. You've destroyed everything. So I started really getting into that. And so when I was doing the Victoria's Secret model, instead of putting Vaseline and some of the
petroleum-based cosmetics.
I noticed that they'd lift off the skin because they don't work synergistically with the skin. They layer on top. And I used to look at pictures in Italian Vogue when you look at the close-up of the arms. And you can see it was petroleum on there because it's sitting on the hair. It's lifting the hair up weird.
Right.
So I got really into analyzing things with my eyes. I get really weird with I'm like a perfectionist. So it kind of like screws you up in the head when you get like that because you see everything that no one else sees. And then, of course, then you got your big monitors up there and you see everything.
All the details. Yeah.
So I started getting really paranoid. Mostly when you're working with all these big guys and everything has to be perfect, I was turning into a train wreck.
Right. So you started investigating different natural oils and
natural-based.
Yeah.
Yep.
And did people think you were like being a little crazy at this time? Like, oh, we have to use coconut oil?
Oh, no, because I never forced it on anybody. No, when I did Victoria's Secret, I started out using just jojoba oil on their skin. The girls would always go, oh, my God, my skin is so soft. Yeah. You know, it didn't discolor anything. It didn't itch. Mm-hmm. It didn't, you know, their skin was beautiful the next morning.
Right, right.
And they'd all go, you can put that jojoba oil on again. And then I started with coconut oil. And I started with so many different things.
Were people, like, clamoring for you to make your little DIY versions of stuff for them?
Yeah, they were asking me because I did that website, beautytruth.com. I did that in 2004. And I kind of debunked all the myths in the cosmetic industry.
What was that website? Is that your website or is that somebody else's website?
No, that's my website.
Oh,
I wrote
you
that.
You created it. Beautytruth.com.
Beautytruth.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And I started getting so much press, and it's funny, I was like hanging out with some pretty big people in the industry, and they go, Rosemary, you better not put that out, man. No one's going to book you again. But you know what? It had the opposite effect. People, I catapulted myself into a different level where I was a makeup artist, I had something to say.
Yeah.
Whether it was negative or not, it interested people.
You had a platform.
Because let's face it, you know, there's a lot of makeup artists out there. Some of them are good. Some of them are really good. And they'll never get discovered. You need that extra something that's going to trigger things and kind of stimulation in somebody's thinking or in editors or photographers, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. something to get you going.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
exactly.
You weren't afraid to, I mean, at that time, you weren't afraid to close doors for yourself.
Or, I didn't care. I'm Aquarius. We're rebellious. People don't like me. That's fine.
Right. Right.
You know?
So what does, you know, for somebody that doesn't really, I mean, it is a kind of diluted category or just kind of vague, I mean, naturals, what does that mean to you? Like, what people think naturals, you know, ask one person.
It's green packaging. It's natural.
They have a very different definition.
Well, natural actually has no legal definition whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, I always compare that to, it's, you know, when people say, oh, but it's naturally derived. I go, yeah, but so is corn, and it's made into ethanol for gasoline.
Sure.
You know, if you drank that, you'd probably be really sick, or if, yeah. you know, not die. I don't know what would happen, but, you know, this is what the cosmetic industry is doing. Everybody says, oh, it's natural. Natural
you
could means put, nothing.
I mean, every brand has a green put organic line on yeah. things without the USDA organic seal. Just the word organic isn't even, you know, legally defined by the government.
No, well, let's face it, you know, the USDA is kind of up for sale anyway, with the highest bidder, whoever wants to pay them for what
their
they
seal.
Want. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah. So for your line, when you started making it, what did you want to leave out? Like, what did you know you didn't want to include?
I wanted to leave out all of the chemicals that are kind of known for being endocrine disruptors mm-hmm. or estrogen mimickers, mm-hmm. you know, where they mimic estrogen in the body like plastic does. And so this is one of the reasons I avoided plastic in my packaging. Mm-hmm. I remember doing that, and everybody mm-hmm. was sending me packaging that was plastic. I said, guys, if one more person sends me plastic, I'm going to freak out on you. I'm asking for glass. Mm-hmm. There's a mm-hmm. reason I want glass. And yeah, there's just so many chemicals, and there's a lot of them that are up now for scrutiny. And, you know, it's people are paying attention.
What are, like, your top three? You're like, if you're going to cut anything, here are three that I just really don't like and I didn't put in my line.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is
it's like
so
your top
hard. That is so hard.
Well, you don't use synthetic fragrances, for example, right?
I don't use synthetic fragrances. In fact, I don't even use essential oils. Mm-hmm. I use CO2s. And CO2 is basically raw. Essential oils are steam distilled, so there's been a lot of heat added to that. And essential oils, this is my opinion. Some people will agree with me, some won't. But I think essential oils are fantastic for therapeutic purposes. But when you're putting essential oils, because they're strong, they're powerful,
strong. Mm-hmm.
They can heal you, they can also make you sick.
You put that directly on your skin.
Yeah, exactly. Really, and if you have it in your eye cream, your day yeah. cream, your night cream, your serums, your moisturizer, your lipstick, your primers, your foundations, everything has got essential oils in it. It's like it's too hard in the skin, and over long term, it does dehydrate the skin. And if somebody's got sensitivity, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, you're going to have a problem with essential oils. And this is why we don't get any returns once in a blue moon, because we don't have essential oils. And usually I think that one of the biggest contributing factors to problems with natural brands is because of essential oils. Because mm-hmm. people also use them to cover, they use them to cover the scent of mm-hmm. rancid oils.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people are using really cheap oils in their products.
Well, I remember one of the first, I mean, I'm a huge fan of, like, quote unquote, natural products, but, you know, just for lack of a better term right now, organically, you know, derived, whatever. but there are some products that I've used, especially in the beginning, that have made my skin, like, flare up or mm-hmm. given me kind of like a rash around my eyes, because there are some that are very strong.
I mean, aloe vera even is very like, derms have told me it's, you can get an allergy too.
Yeah, there are molecules that are, people think natural equals gentle, but
the
naturals are strong.
Yeah,
like,
right.
you know, they
yeah.
are, they work.
Well, if you
strong.
Look at lead and mercury and arsenic, that's organic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
whenever I go to a lab and talk to them, they go, what do you mean by organic? I go, oh, I'm not falling for this. I know lead and everything is organic. I'm talking about the growing process of seeds herbs and oils mm-hmm. and butters and, you know, stuff like that.
Did you find your health improving at all when you started to do that purge that you talked about?
And oh, yeah. I've done everything there is to do out there. Fasting is one of the best things for you. I'm a real fasting advocate. Not so much when you get older, because it does make the skin fall in the face. When you're young, it's fabulous.
So if you took out essential oils, and I know you're not into phthalates and
exactly,
you know, parabens,
all the really weird preservatives and
what's left? What are you working with that these big cosmetic companies at the drugstore might not be able to be using? Like, why is it different then? What is
I
in there?
Am using the most.
What's in the magic sauce?
Yeah. Well, I am using the most original concept for cosmetics. I am using pure natural oils.
Like, what's in the Living Luminizer Jess was talking about? It's like a shimmery highlighter.
Yeah.
So what's in that?
The base
like
is coconut oil.
Women use it. Men use it. It's like
yeah.
It's,
oh yeah.
So it's
men are loving it.
Oil and then
it's got wax. wax in it. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of jojoba oil in it, and it's got a mica in it, a very elegant mica, a very expensive mica. That's why it doesn't have that tacky glitter particle, mm-hmm. you know, where it's all looking like bling bling. Mm-hmm. And there's something else in it I can't remember. Oh, yeah, vitamin E. Non-genetically modified vitamin E.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's nice about Living Luminizer, and I think this is why everyone loves it so much, is it gives you, like, that highlight, like, I dare I say strobing, but, you know, it gives you that nice highlight without looking like someone just hit you with a flash, you know, exactly. That kind of disco,
yeah.
opaque white thing that's happening.
And it doesn't dry up on the skin.
No, it doesn't.
What are some of the other products that have been really popular that you can't keep in stock?
Oh, my God, so
we
many
we have a couple
of them.
Here. I'm just looking at all the pretty pots.
Here, I'm looking at them all now going, well, definitely the coconut oil. And since I've made it into
the
white.
The pure.
Yeah, the pure mm-hmm. coconut oil. But this is called centrifuge coconut oil. This is not just normal coconut oil. Again,
what does that mean?
Well,
centrifuge?
Centrifuge, okay, yeah. That means it's serious. Basically 100% raw. Cold centrifuge isn't always raw, nor are they using you got problems sometimes when they're using copra. You have problems with the fermentation oxidization.
What's copra? This is very advanced level coconut oil for me.
Well, people don't realize that when you cut open a coconut and you got the water in there, it oxidizes and ferments right away.
Sure.
So a lot of these big farms, what they do to save money is they'll open it and they'll leave it out in the fields to let it dry on the sun. That's the kind of coconut people break out from. That's like drinking candida.
That oxidation process changes.
And fermentation, yeah.
Okay.
And so it's going to change it. And then what they do is they add heat to get the water out of it. And what we do with our guys is they take the coconut, and it's certified organic, of course. It's certified organic, of course. And they open it up, but they put it through processing right away. And uh-huh. they do a new technique called cold centrifuge. It takes much longer time. It's much more expensive. So people always say, what's the difference with all the ones in the corner store? I said, well, they can be hydrogenated. They can be fractionated.
Because those companies want to bring the prices down. They're not going to
exactly.
spend the money
it's
on those.
It's all mass market.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get into this heavy stuff. The cosmetic industry doesn't want to use jojoba oil.
You're not saying, though, the more expensive a product is, the better it definitely is. You still have to do your homework,
right? Oh, honey,
right?
No. I can just slander someone right
but
now.
But that's why you are able to do some of the things you do that maybe like a drugstore brand couldn't do.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, when people are doing a brand, they're doing it for the money.
Yeah.
They're not doing it for
money. Why are you doing it?
I'm doing it for the integrity. If I was doing it for the money, I would have sold it long ago. I would have just put in cheap shit.
You're a fan.
Whoops. And I would have, you know, right. been run away and go buy a fancy house somewhere. But I have this obsession with, I can't die till I've healed everybody.
So people like the coconut, the raw coconut, the Luminizer. I know you have this contour cream, the brownish one I've been into. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, I use my Seduce eyeshadow for the contour.
That's what you put on me that one time.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's eyeshadow. Yeah. I remember you saying that because to you can use any of these colors anywhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all organic. It's all like, you know, basically just different ingredients, but they're all super healthy, so it doesn't matter where you're putting it. You could
and
eat
it's
it.
Nice. They're like nice
well,
little
no, you
creamy
couldn't eat
pots.
It.
You could
well,
just put
wait,
them on
with your fingers.
Wait,
why can't I eat it?
Because you don't want to eat the minerals.
Okay, yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Point. And are there any colors you can't do because you're sticking to these rules? Like if I see a color in the drugstore and I'll know, whoa, that's not natural because...
Well, I can tell you right now, red. Red is a big problem. When you see bright, bright red and somebody says it's a natural brand, they're completely lying.
Really?
Red is synthetic. Even my red that I have, and we say it on the box and we say it on the sticker, it is less than 0.5% of synthetic color. The only way you can get red naturally is by the beetles.
Crushed beetle shells. Carmine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And you didn't want to use that?
Well, carmine gives an orangey red. One of my colors I originally had was called Rapture.
Yeah.
And that had the carmine in it, but it was a terracotta red. It wasn't a true bright, you know, 1970s YSL bright red.
Right.
You have to use synthetic. Yeah. And if they're saying it can be done with fruit and all that, they're big liars. I know that
for
a fact.
Do you have that 1970s style red in your line?
It's coming. Because I'm doing a line
coming.
Of lipstick. Yeah, I'm doing a line of lipsticks in a tube. People always worry about my pots. I always go, well, I don't want to put my fingers in. I say, why? And they said, because it's going to get bacteria. And I go, bacteria. Okay, chemistry 101, first of all. Bacteria only grows in water, not in oil.
Mm.
This is why I use
that's
no
a
water
really good
in my
point.
Products. Yeah.
Is there somebody that you feel has supported you or helped like push your line along?
The models.
Mm-hmm.
I love my girls.
in that they're like, what are they tweeting about your products or something, or just no, kind they of just were word of mouth
right from the beginning? When I used to, you know, when I first did my website, I'd come to the shoot, and I'd bring all my like raw food salads and, you know, all these food, and they'd phone me, go, are you bringing your salad, will you make it for me too? And so I would literally,
what kind of raw food salads are you bringing?
Oh my god, I make the best salads. Like, if people really knew,
I'm not a good eater. Like, what's a good one?
Oh my god. Okay, so for one thing, when I make a salad, I put everything. I put in sprouts, but it's the dressings that are really good. I make it with apple cider vinegar, and I just put so many different unique things in it. Different kind of lettuce, and you know, I've got like pea sprouts in it, and it's a taste. I'll sneak in a sweet potato too, okay, just to give it that little bit.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, that it gives it that little bit of, you know, perk.
Eat a carb.
but with raw food, everything, so you're just eating a carrot and a celery stick.
So you've stuck with that raw food thing this whole time?
Oh no, oh no, I cheat all the time, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've seen you.
Oh my god.
At restaurants.
Oh yeah, I can woof food. I can woof food away.
But it's like a guilty pleasure, like something that like you wouldn't want someone to see you eating. Something that's like off-brand.
The off-brand.
What's like a very un-Rosemary Swift thing to eat?
Well, I haven't eaten beef or pork in over 30 years.
That's fine.
So I haven't gone near meat. So I had a little bit of chicken, because sometimes I have a little bit of chicken if I know it's organic, and someone really like freaked out on me the other day. I'm like, whoa, calm down. Just, you know.
This was a free range.
Yeah. His name was like, I don't know, Stan.
Okay. And what's coming out for spring? Like, what are some of, we keep talking about your cult favorites, but like, what's next? The lipstick line's later in the year, right?
Yeah, that's still.
But February, what are you? Well,
the new thing I'm coming out with is a master mixer. Like, if you think about what colors look good on every single skin tone, it'll be gold or like a rose color. So this is like a rose gold, and it kind of is like the luminizer, but it's more shimmery. It's a little bit more makeup-y looking, but this,
so a rose gold, it's a rose, it looks gold, like a rose gold cream shadow, like a rose gold cream pigment,
exactly, and it's a cream form. It's a different formula than the luminizer, so it's not as moist looking,
right?
But what this does, you can use as eyeshadow, you can use as a blush, and you can use a lipstick, you can use it wherever you
pass
want.
Pass it over here, woman.
But it also look what it does when you mix this to any one of your lipsticks.
Is that Diabolique? Rosemarie has a Diabolique. Oh, that, you know, that gives a really pretty shimmer.
Yeah, it's that beautiful shimmer that's coming in style. I kind of knew that was going to come next because everybody's wearing so many mattes. So I knew the next, you know, thing that was going
to
be big.
It always swings to the opposite.
Just exactly. That's
are you
all
into mattes?
I love matte lipstick. Okay. Mostly as you get older.
So we heard a rumor.
Okay. Yeah.
And I still wanted to ask you.
Rumor around town.
The rumor in New York City is that you are the highest spending customer at ABC Kitchen?
Or most popular
restaurant
customer?
I'm not the number one.
You are?
Yeah.
In that
I've
you're
been
there,
in there more than any other client that they've ever had.
Really?
That's
you know.
And it's really funny. I remember it was my birthday one day. I'm sitting there with a friend. This is a few years ago. And she goes, I wonder how many times you've been here. I said, oh, I have no idea. And she goes, I bet you've been here 100 times. And I said, no, there's no way. So we decide to ask, and they keep everything on file. They have a computer system, and they know what people like, what they don't like, who's who, everything. And they go, oh, my God, it's your 100th time today. And it was so
balloons
weird.
Balloons drop
the
from
the confetti all around. Organic confetti made of, like repurposed cardboard.
Quinoa. Yeah,
you're like quinoa there.
But no, they didn't do that. But they paid for my meal, actually, for my friend and I, which was really, really nice of them.
What do you like to get there?
Oh, my God. Well, I used to be addicted to the crab toast is off the Richter scale for sure. And I also love the kale salad.
Okay.
Because they marinate the kale. Most restaurants don't have a clue how to make a kale salad. They just chop up kale and put some dressing on it. You can't. You'll never digest
they
that.
They massage the kale with the
vinegar. It has
to
be massaged. Yes. Exactly. You got to massage it. You got to get that lemon and the oil in there to break down the fiber or else you're in big trouble. So I do that and then I get extras put on it. Like I'll get an avocado put on or sometimes a little bit of grilled shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even know.
They make special things for her.
Yeah, okay.
I get whatever I want. No, that's not true.
I might drop your name. Jen and I like that place.
It's a really nice restaurant. Yeah. It's one of my favorite places.
Cool.
The last question we wanted to ask you, which we kind of ask everybody, if you would open up your little makeup bag there, your personal stash, we want to know what's in it. Yeah. We know you have your, like, kit.
Yeah. Oh,
but, like,
yeah.
What's the stuff that...
It's okay. A little like secret gold pouch. It's like a beautiful gold magic pouch.
Everything in here is mine. This is a camouflage set, like it's kind of like a, you know, salmon tone camouflage set. Okay. So these are just the samples. They're not out yet.
Okay.
It's going to be a little thing of four. My lip liner that I've also been playing with, I lost it the other day, so I just grabbed this one.
Which one is that?
This is a Chanel one.
Yeah.
Mine's better. Sorry, but it is. and then I use, for my brows, I do use a clay de peau. I'm friends with Lucia Peroni, so she kind of do a trade with her.
You nice, know? Nice.
I give her my stuff, and she gives me some of the clay de peau. So I use this for my eyebrows because I don't have an eyebrow thing yet. I do use sometimes my Seduce for in the eyebrows also, which works. But other than that, this is my brushes.
What's that interesting little, we have an interesting unmarked red lipstick.
Oh, this is the lipstick that I'm working on. This is not the tubing. This is really cheap tubing from the lab, but this is...
Well, the color looks intriguing. Is that what's on your lips?
Yeah.
Looks
You're
good.
Like a fiend over there. Jess is moving closer and closer to Rosemary right now.
But that's the color.
I love
These
it.
Are
I love
be
it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
People are going People to are freak
like
out.
A coral red sort of... I
and look at
that.
That
is 1970s.
When
like
you
a
put
white
your finger
t-shirt,
over it, there's no
blue
separation.
I'm ready for summer.
You guys are going to love this. I tell you, when this comes out, this is going to be like...
And that's your personal stash right there, just stuff you use every day.
And then my foundation brush and my blush brush. Even though I don't wear blush, sometimes I'll just pop a little bit in just to give a little color because I tend to get pale sometimes.
And you carry around... There's tweezers. You carry
I
around...
I carry tweezers
at all
around.
Times?
Yeah, just in case I have a chin hair.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta get it.
Better not get on a plane with that. They'll take those.
No,
from
they
you.
Don't take these away. Actually, they don't? Surprisingly enough, they used to, but they don't anymore.
Okay.
And this is a broken mirror that's a magnifying mirror because my eyesight's not so good anymore. You know, as you get older, you wait and see when you're my age. That's going to happen to you too. You guys, don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Oh, thanks for spilling. Literally, figuratively, you're the best.
So you don't. I don't wear blush either. My mom tells me I need to wear blush.
Side note.
It looks like you're wearing blush.
I'm just happy.
You're naturally flush.
Yeah. Rosemary.
You tell us why.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for having me, you guys. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. This is really fun.
On that note, I want to get to know our listeners as well. So if you guys want to talk to us.
I do. I want to know them better, too.
You can email us. We're at fatmascarapodcast@gmail.com or tweet at us or...
Instagram, comment us, anything you want
to
us.
You can bring it on Snapchat sometimes.
Yeah.
It's @FatMascara.
@FatMascara.